Okay, we're going to start with a dry open today.
A dry open.
Should leave that part in. Would have, except I just blew like a big booger out my nose.
You can always cut that part out.
Yeah, why would do that? That's no fun. Okay, we need something to start with, though. Some type of... Where's that dream harp at?
I had some... Okay, never mind.
Are you ready?
Yep.
Okay. Katrina.
Yes, Seth.
We haven't played a lot of quiz games with you lately.
Aww.
Like Katrina on technology.
No.
Can we start this segment over because I said lately? Let's just do that. I'm definitely leaving this in there for paid people, though. Hi. It's going to be
great
one of these.
Fucking show.
It's going to be one of these. Oh, wonderful. Okay,
my
here we go.
I'm scared.
I know. Katrina, it's been a while since we played a quiz game with you. Like that time we played Katrina on technology. Mm. I know how much you love them, so this time I'm going to go easy on you. And we're just going to play a game of true or false.
No.
Here we go. True or false? The Olive Garden is an Italian restaurant.
True.
Correct.
Yay.
Let me get
I was
out.
Like, it's,
I
it's
never get
pasta,
to use these anymore. Correct.
Good job. Thank you. Thank you.
True or false? Fettuccine Alfredo is Hawaiian.
No.
Congratulations.
Yay,
you got that one correct as well. The final question. True or false? Carrots only come in baby sizes.
False.
Correct. You got all of the questions right.
Yay!
So proud of you. Now, the super duper bonus question.
Oh my gosh.
This is a hypothetical.
There's no right answer.
I know. It's not a true or false. It's just a bonus.
Okay. Bonus.
Let's just play a little game of you are not Katrina. Instead, you are this person. Okay, shut up. Those were annoying after a while. You, let's just say hypothetically. Make $50,000 a year.
Okay.
Okay. You live in a tiny town about an hour outside of Wichita. Okay.
Newton.
No, not Newton. Newton's about 30 minutes away.
Derby?
It's a little bit farther away
okay, fine.
Than Wichita. It's about an hour.
Okay. Okay.
You rent a house that's infested with mold spores and they are making you sick.
Yeah.
Okay. Your job is in this town. So it only takes you 5 minutes to drive to your $50,000 a year career, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then it takes 5 minutes to drive back to your mold-infested house. Would you drive an hour and commute to your job so you could have a house that's not infested with mold?
Is it a possibility to find another house
no,
in that town?
No, it is not. There's not enough options. This is the only place you could get without buying a home.
I don't know if I could afford that, so...
$50,000 a year?
Okay, then yes?
Yeah, $50,000 a year is a lot of money.
Okay,
That's like, it's about $35 an hour.
Okay, then, yeah, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd drive the hour.
Okay.
Why?
You answered that question correctly as well?
Yay. Okay. He was kind of leading the question, I could tell which one.
No, what? How dare you?
Well, you got the first three correct.
I know, I would have brought that on.
You'll find out.
Okay. Obviously, you guys ate at Olive Garden recently.
Nope.
No.
Okay.
But close.
But you guys eat a lot of pasta, so I mean, that's...
That is true. We love to stick noodles in our faces.
Live from Duo Studios in Manhattan, Kansas, this is Life with your hosts, Seth Neiman, Katrina Abbott, and Chris Harlan.
Thank you, Charles. And thank you, Mondays and Tuesdays. Welcome to life.
Life.
I'm experimenting on how to say that more dramatically every time.
It's life.
And soon I'm just going to turn into a smoker lady. Life. Like that.
Life.
Chris was like, I don't know if her microphone just turned off or what happened there, but that was weird. Anyway, brand new episode today is September 28th, 2011, which I know messes with Katrina's mind. because she doesn't like to live in the time machine. But it is. It's September 28th.
It works. Yes. Because I plan 2 days in advance and
it's
people
confusing.
Don't understand that. So
I know. I know. All right. When I say that we have a great show lined up for you today, we mean it today. Not like all the other weeks where we don't. And we say we do. This time we actually do because we have lots of stuff.
Like what?
Loads of stuff, Katrina, talk about. So much stuff, it's going to blow your mind.
It's going to blow my mind whole.
It's filled with so much stuff, like how Katrina had a gun over the weekend.
Haha, yeah.
And how we must talk about this as a public safety.
I look forward to it. I planned on it.
I'm scared and also excited. It's a strange feeling for me.
Yay.
But before we get to all this stuff, we got to get to some other stuff, like our email address, which is life@duo.com. Email us there if you want to write us letters.
Still?
Yeah, you can do that. It's
okay. Well, I guess we always get new people.
It's open. It's open 24 hours a day.
I don't know. I feel like we already have like a fan base. I'm like, do we need?
So we don't need any more people.
Nah.
We're already making a living, right?
I'm
we don't need more people to listen.
I'm so sorry, new friends. I'm new at this too.
I guess you're good enough. Anyway, also you can fan us on Facebook, not us, but Duo, which is the network.
Oh yeah, I'll update that tonight.
Yes, and Twitter, and they're both just like facebook.com/duo and facebook.com or twitter.com/duo. So go there and do all that stuff.
D-E-W-O.
Yes. Also, bonus shows. We're changing the way that our bonus shows work. Basically, how they've been working is like we record them a couple days after this one and release them on Friday. We're not going to release them on Friday anymore. Instead, we're going to release them on Monday, which is actually before this show is released. So, Monday is when you'll catch the next bonus show, not Friday like you're used to. We have a myriad of reasons behind that, but we're going to make
them better. It'll be better for you.
It will be, and they're going to have their own page, so they're going to be separated from like the regular shows now, so they'll be easier to find. It'll just be nice, and they're uncensored, they're commercial-free, they're HD, and they're $1.99. That's it.
That was good timing crazy with your cheap. Advertising.
Well, it would be, except that I have like a lot more to read.
Well, I just meant focusing duo-wise, like our show-wise.
Well, I am a professional radio personality.
Apparently. Keep forgetting this fact. Maybe because it's not true.
That's possible. There, I just started the song over. Anyway, one more thing to cover. This is the most important thing we'll ever cover on the show today, except for the gun thing. T-shirts.
T-shirts!
Go and buy some gosh darn T-shirts.
I already have two ideas for new T-shirts. If you guys just buy some, I would give you... I have the ideas.
Yes. Go buy them. So
do
Katrina
it.
Will present her ideas, which are always hilarious.
Maybe she'll post a picture of herself wearing a T-shirt.
Yes, because for 2 weeks in a row, we've written down, get T-shirt, and we always forget.
I know. I thought you... I reminded you, and that was supposed to be in your hands at that point.
I don't know what size you wear or anything like that.
Medium. Small, whatever.
Medium, extra small.
Medium.
Onesie. Whatever. It don't matter. I'll wear it. Yeah, a life onesie coming soon.
No, just give me a medium.
Okay. Well, we're going to do that after the show tonight, probably. We will.
And commercials.
People who are asking about hoodies, we're going to make hoodies. They're going to be ready for the winter. I know fall's coming on. We're working on some totally awesome designs. It's all my fault. If you've noticed, like, Twitter's been dormant, Facebook's been dormant, the blog's been dormant. We haven't been having, like, super excellent, duper quality shows.
Sorry.
This is the last week of this. I've been swamped at work. You ever seen that show Swamp People where gators?
Yeah.
They wrestle gators? That's what it's like. That's what my life is.
Oh, that's not
I go to work and I wrestle gators. And because of that, I got my hands bit off and I couldn't actually do any type of work. My hands grew back now. All is well. And I'm going to make Duo better, I promise. This is the last week where, like, Duo is not where it should be. And it bothers me because I'm done with being this crazy workaholic man at work, at least. I'm still going to always be a crazy workaholic.
Like,
now I'm going to neglect... I have three jobs. Two of them have been neglected. We're going to solve that. I'm going to pay attention to all my children, which means new T-shirt designs, new hoodies, more content for you, better content. So, from me, the bottom of my heart, I apologize. So,
yay.
Katrina.
Yes.
How have you been doing?
I've been doing superb.
Have you?
Yeah.
That's great. So, I hate to jump the gun.
Oh!
So funny!
Funny. So funny.
Okay, so what's up with the gun?
Okay, so...
Whoa!
Sweet song.
My music is totally still
okay,
playing.
So...
Shut
my
up,
dad
music.
Has recently...
I said shut up, music! Sorry.
Okay, so my dad has recently, in the past like 2-3 years, started to do like an annual fish fry.
Woo!
And so it's like kind of a family get together, friends get together, whatever. And so.
Also.
Sure.
Yes.
And I took my friend Malia.
I think frying, by the way, sounds a little bit like this.
That's like a pan fry, but I'm thinking like deep fat fry. That's gross. Anyway.
That's not a good sound.
Yeah. Anyway, and so I took Malia home with me because she's from Texas and she lives from in like Dallas. So she's
okay.
Not
really
very,
close to the ocean.
Not very country. So anyway, so I took her out to the farm and we went there early and we went four wheeling and did all sorts of fun stuff.
Now,
like that.
Who is this Malia lady? Do we know
Malia?
Her?
I love Malia.
Oh, I just thought of something I got to write down. This has nothing to do with your story. I just thought of her because I thought of roommates and then I was going to ask you who the grenade in your group was.
Me.
I was going to ask. That's what I wondered.
Well, there's your answer.
I guess that was a
Katrina.
Short segment. I don't even know why I'm fishing
actually,
to write this down anymore.
Anyway, I need to go into that later. But no,
I agree.
Malia is my friend from Texas. She and I have been friends since freshman year, hardcore. And so,
she's your Jersey Shore friend.
She's my Jersey Shore friend.
She would also understand the grenade reference.
Exactly. And so I knew that Dad was going to go down and shoot the guns with his friends. And I kind of asked her, I was like, hey, do you want to go watch them? And she's like, well, I've never shot a gun before. And I'm like, okay, that's final. We're going down there. So
have you shot a gun before this weekend?
Oh, yeah. Of course I have. I've been in hunter safety.
Of course she has. I don't know why that's terrifying.
I'm not very good at it, but I've shot guns
several times.
Yeah, that's
why it worries me, Katrina.
I want a gun.
Okay.
He's not allowed to have a gun. He'd go around shooting people.
That's not true.
Just people I don't like.
I know. I mean, that's fair.
That's what you do, right?
Exactly. Yeah. But,
Lots of holes in Onega.
So
lots of bodies are buried in them holes.
No, they're not holes anymore because you bury them.
No. Shallow graves.
So we shot a 12-gauge shotgun. We shot a 22 pistol and a 9mm.
And you just had these guns laying around your house?
No. Dad's friends brought them, as well as Dad has his own guns.
Gotcha. I mean, are they all in a rack on the back of their pickups when they arrived?
No.
Darn it. Aww.
Dad keeps us in a safe, like a legit lock and key safe.
Legit. like a posterior Nehru has it in a ramshackle wooden safe.
Well, no, like he used to just have them on the back porch, like
just chilling. Never mind the guns, I'm right next to the lemonade.
It can't be as bad as the time Monisa's gun got stolen from her.
Back porch, no one goes to
story.
The back
yes.
porch. It's like the laundry room. No one goes back there.
Yeah, that makes sense, yeah. Plus, if there's lots of rats back there and you gotta get rid of them somehow, right?
And Dad keeps pistols around because of coyotes and raccoons and other things.
You say coyote? You don't say coyote? Say coyote?
Malia even mentioned that. I say it like her, and apparently she and I say it wrong. No, I say coyote.
That's weird. Like, it's one of those things that usually I meet people from another state that say coyote, but there was another word that you said. Oh, you didn't know what bullpucky was.
Yeah.
That's totally a Kansas thing. Coyote and bullpucky. And you say coyote.
And I don't know what bullpucky is.
You don't know anything about pucky because you don't know what pucky is. That's how a hick says the Japanese dipping stick. What's this pucky?
Whatever.
You get it because of pocky? Someone gets it.
I got it.
You just shot them?
It's true.
So you got more stories for the fish fry or is that it? I mean, was the fish delicious? Any
oh
bones?
My gosh, there was so much food. There was cheddar poppers, french fries, potato fries, sweet potato fries, mozzarella sticks. There was, yes, there's fish.
Well, then, none of the things you've listed so far have been fish.
She's getting there. This is all
that
the
was the entrees. Hello.
Keep going. Entrees. What else did you got?
There was a smorgasbord, i.e. like an actual like bar of food.
Sweet.
There was, of course, beer and alcohol and all sorts of things. There was fish, there was turtle dove, there was quail, there was mountain oysters.
Rocky mountain oyster?
Like, mountain oysters. And,
did that go over Katrina's head?
And that was pretty much it. And there was a whole thing of desserts.
Are the desserts worth it too? Katrina.
Yes.
Tell us about the desserts.
There were brownies, there were cake balls, there was a Oreo cheesecake, there was a pecan cake thingy. I don't know. There was so much food.
We actually have exclusive audio of Katrina eating at the party.
No, it was more like the bear.
Yeah, that
That
I wish I wouldn't have played that so I could have had a bear sound effect to go along with this. And this. That would have been something smart to do if I'd remembered correctly.
Yeah.
Whatever. Oh, well.
It was a lot of fun. And then I took my cousins out on the four-wheeler a lot. And then, of course, Millie and I went out on the four-wheeler a lot and played on the hay bales.
I got on the four-wheeler once. It didn't work out so well because I was fat.
That's not true.
It hurt my groin. It wasn't cushy enough to...
It'll do that. Especially if you go over bumps. Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we did like a front yard, which is prone to bumps, you know, because front yards aren't really smooth.
Well, and yours is like all gravel driveway.
Well, the gravel's actually smoother than dirt. See, she's totally not a country girl, huh? She's like, oh, gravel smooth roads. Oh, they're so bumpy because there's tiny rocks. And we're thinking, like, we get out
rocks.
And drive in the lawn, and there's a giant hole where the water just ran through.
Or there's a boulder.
And you hit the boulder, and you go flying off
your
thing.
There's, like, boulders in your front yard.
There could be.
There's not.
No, but Malia and I did go out to the pasture, and I got pretty fast. And I'm like, please don't let there be a huge rock. Please don't let me.
Please, God, don't there let be a huge rock. When you assume.
You make an ass out of yourself.
And out of you and me.
That's going to be the ad for this week's bonus show. Can you imagine why? Because it's the funniest thing that's ever happened in your life.
I don't have
Or in my life, actually. Probably lots of things have happened that are funny for you. Okay.
Are you with cars?
Yeah. We got to put that on a shirt. Ready for our first break. Are you ready for it?
Do it.
You going to handle it? Can you handle it?
Nope, but I'm going to try.
Okay. Let's do it.
This is life.
A new haircut.
You're like creepy happy, and you're like creepy happy.
Katrina, are you enjoying today's weather?
Yeah, I am.
That's good. We're really close to it being Rocktober. Aren't you excited?
Yeah! It's good timing.
When we were in Lawrence over the weekend, seeing Mr. and Mrs. Boring, I was in the back of the car, and there was a killer song that came on, and I talked up the record to myself. And then added in your yeah. I was like, and this is the point where I would point to Katrina and she'd be like, yeah. I literally did that.
You said that to me. Turn to me.
Like, I did it to myself. There was no other interaction involved. I am now both of us. Because I think that's the best DJ gimmick ever. And we really need to be on the radio just so we could talk up records like that. Because... it's hilarious and it's a train wreck at the same time, which is why it's awesome.
I love how and it's different each time because sometimes I'm like super excited, other times it's like, yeah.
Like we'd actually have to be like, we'd have to have a really good person on the soundboard because without fail, you talk up the record perfectly and then there's a second gap and then you laugh. So it's like, yeah, vocals. And so like someone's going to mute you the second the song starts. Otherwise,
yeah, that's true. That's
otherwise
true.
It's going to be a massive failure. So, we can talk about a couple things here.
Okay.
The first thing we can talk about is our weekend. How we went to Lawrence, which inspired the opening clip.
Yes.
Second thing we can talk about is the grenade. I don't know. Don't ask me why. I was eating lunch today with Chris, just eating chicken nuggets, and for some reason, something popped into my mind. I go, I wonder who out of Katrina's roommates is the grenade. And I said, I remember what they say, that if you don't know who the grenade is, you're the grenade. And so I wanted to know if Katrina knew who the grenade was.
See, that's what's difficult, because we all have boyfriends.
Yeah, and that's the thing, is like, you don't really all go out together, so...
Yeah.
And then I thought, well, how can I make this relatable on the show? Because no one knows who, like, Katrina's groups of friends are. So I can't be like, who out of your group of friends is the grenade?
Well, it depends on it depends on which group I'm hanging out with.
Maybe we should fill Chris in on what a grenade is.
Yeah.
This is where she needs her own show. So, Chris, what is a grenade?
Oh, thank you, Katrina. Oh, I just played a song. Thank you, Katrina.
You're welcome.
For bringing up Chris's 30 seconds of show.
Yes! Good. I thought of something today for this.
Okay, here we go. 30 seconds starting now.
So today, in my class, I sat by this guy, and this guy is a real douchebag. And apparently, over the weekend, he broke up with his girlfriend of 2 years. But his frat formal is coming up, which is unfortunate for him because now he has no one to go with. So there's this girl in my class, and she's a sorority girl, and she's like blonde hair, you know, like really dumb. Well, after class, he goes up to her, and in his best douche voice goes, "So, what are you doing tonight?" And
that's it.
I want to know how this ends.
That's it. She only gets 30 seconds. Sorry. You have to tune in next week to find out what happens.
She's going to finish it now.
So, anyway.
We're going to give her 30 extra seconds. And the reason I'm doing this is because she's only going to fill like 10. And so she's going to have 20 seconds left. It's going to be awesome. Here we go.
So anyway, he goes out to this girl. Well, the poor girl is trying to get out of it, obviously. But she's like, "Well, I have a night class tonight." And he was like, "Well, what time is it?" And she was like, "Oh, well, at 8. And but I can give you my number, and I'll call you about another day we can go out." And he was like, "Okay." Obviously, she's not gonna call him.
I love Chris's man voice.
Zup.
That's how he sounded. I'm not even joking.
Sounded like he was going through puberty. Is what it sounded like, man.
Zip.
I do like Katrina's voices or Chris's voices.
I do too.
Good job. I'm
such Templeton. A retard person.
Templeton.
Get away from the chopper! That was my impression of Colby doing an impression of Arnold, which was horrible because I can't do impressions. No.
Okay, so your weekend, and then I have a party story for you.
Hold on. I remembered something.
We'll save Chris my party story for the bonus show. Yes.
Okay. I remembered something while Chris was talking, but totally forgot what it is just right now.
Good job.
Okay. So, grenade.
Yes. What is a grenade?
Chris, what is a grenade?
What do you think a grenade is? Who came up with it? Was it like Pauly D or like the situation, or is it just like an all over boy Jersey Shore thing?
You don't know. I just kind of came about.
So it's just a pop culture thing from the Jersey Shore, yeah. Not the show, okay. But like they the just kind location. Of, they
just, I think it was probably Pauly or Vinny.
All I know is that it's one of the greatest concepts.
No, it was Pauly or situation.
All I know it's one of the greatest concepts to happen to dating since like the wingman.
Okay, so it's something to do with dating.
It is. It is something to do with dating.
A grenade is.
And it obviously has to do with a group of women.
Right. Someone who goes crazy and sleeps with all the guys.
No. I like to reckon it to a war story like I do everything. Yeah, obviously. Okay.
I've never heard your war story.
Reckon
before.
It back to a war story that means something to my grandfather who actually wasn't in the army. It's weird. How did he get out of the army? I have to ask him about that sometime.
Okay.
Deserter. Anyway. What was I talking about? Oh, yes.
Grenade.
The grenade. When you're in the war and... you're a beautiful, chiseled man like myself, and you have a person like Matthew serving next to you.
Okay.
And you're sitting in your foxhole just enjoying your curds and whey or whatever people in the military eat. And a grenade comes flying into the trench. What do you expect your bulbous, disgusting, revolting, fat, fat, hairy friend to do?
Try and hide behind you.
No. What you expect is for him to jump on the grenade... so his massive, fatty build will absorb the shock, preserving your chiseled life so you can spread your seed and help humanity further itself, while he is thinned, as Darwin intended.
That's not the only adjective there is for grenade.
It actually just turned into me wanting Matthew to die.
Okay.
The concept kind of remains.
Katrina,
but...
why don't you explain what a grenade is?
Okay, a grenade.
That's war story.
A grenade is basically.
I just want Matthew to die.
Like, you have a group of people, and the grenade is the one. It's like the untouchable. Like, you don't want her. Either she's ugly, yeah. Or she's fat, or she's gotcha. Just obnoxious.
So when the group of bros the is going out to get women, trolling for hoes, as the hip kids would say, right?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. I'm hip.
No. For that simple fact, you are not.
Someone is going to have to get the grenade in order for everyone else to have a good time.
Gotcha.
So I want to know, out of Katrina's group of friends, which one is the grenade?
I would have to probably say Alyssa.
Because the voice, right? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I am very social and very happy, bubbly, so I don't really feel like I would be a grenade.
I don't think you'd be a grenade.
I don't either.
I mean, if I was single and drunk, I could see me doing you.
Again, thank you.
Templeton.
Just saying, I couldn't do so. If I was drunk, I couldn't do someone with an annoying voice. I'm just saying.
Exactly. And who wants to put up with that when you're drunk? You're trying to have a good time and you got this ringing in your ear.
Totally. And all you hear the whole time is like, yeah, do me. This is so good.
So, a teaser for our bonus show, I'm going to tell you about the party I had this weekend and how I flat out, for the first time, got hit on. Like, flat out, like, I'm not going to tell you. I want to tell you. I want to tell you the line. Okay, like, okay. No, I want to save it. But anyway.
Can you give us a hint of what the line was about? Just to tease it a little bit more.
Dating?
That was
going
horrible.
Out? I know. I mean, I can't.
Have asked. That was my bad. It's a bad programming decision.
Just, it was.
Just continue. Continue with what you were talking about.
Anyway, no, it'd probably be Alyssa. That or Katie. Like, I don't know Katie. And from what I can tell, she doesn't really seem to have that much of a personality.
But they all have boyfriends.
Yeah.
So every single person in your apartment now has a boyfriend.
Yes.
Awesome.
Sarah and her boyfriend are basically.
Oh, that's right. She had that horrible breakup and whatever.
But they're basically, they're without the title, and it's just because his life is so super hectic that now they're just going to kind of.
Oh, no.
They're kind of basically going to be friends with benefits.
Is he busy? Yeah. Got lots of problems. Stubbed his toe the other day.
Yeah. Whatever. We're not going to go into it. It's actually more serious than I'm going to lead it on to be, but yes. Mm.
Bonus listeners, here's something for you. There's no problem in the world. Women especially listen to this. There's no problem in the world having sex with a man can't fix. Just saying.
That's exactly what TJ said.
If he doesn't want to bang you, it's because you're the grenade. There you go.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
You're welcome. Welcome back, regular listeners. Say, if you buy this episode for $1.29, you get my sage advice.
That's gross. I don't like that voice.
It's by...
scary voice.
It's like a bubbly announcer, like creeper announcer.
I'm a 1980s announcer. Come on down and buy some cocaine.
How was your weekend?
Pearl Harbor this weekend was bombed by the Germans. What?
That's a better voice.
Yeah,
I'm
that's
okay
my 1940s
that
announcer
that,
voice.
His 1940s is a good one.
Voices anyway. Through the decades. Brought to you by me. I can do one voice well. My 1940s announcer, and all I can do is say Pearl Harbor, and then I can go hello, hiya, and those are the only voices I can make.
Anyway, so your weekend.
Yes. I don't know how gently and to put this. I mean, no one listens. Like, I'm sure I can say whatever I want. But the one time I do say anything.
They will listen.
They will listen to it. And the problem is that now that I've said this, they're going to think it's worse than what it actually is. So I have to say something. Okay. I was in Lawrence and was raped.
How did that go for you?
Great, actually. It was surprising. You know, most people say rape,
surprise!
Horrible thing. I found it quite enjoyable.
Yeah, it's not rape if you yell surprise.
I made a joke about that with Chris the other day. And I remembered I probably shouldn't tell that story because it actually involved sex. So maybe I shouldn't bring that up. So maybe like this one time when I had sex with my girlfriend. I shouldn't talk about that on the radio.
It's okay. We all
rape happened in Lawrence on set.
Chris, why did you do that?
Wasn't me.
Once again, the show is going to be chopped to threads. That is not the same.
Chopped to threads.
Like your virginity.
Oh, God.
I'm going to make a new... I'm microphone playing over there because I'm typing. I'm going to make a new word document right now that I'm starting. Life-isms. Chopped to threads. I said...
Like your virginity.
2011-09, 28 episodes.
We have so many more to add to that later.
I know. And if I don't start keeping track of them now, we're going to lose gems like Chopped to Threads forever. In fact, Chopped to Threads would make a great t-shirt.
Chopped to Threads.
Anyway,
what were we talking about?
You were in Lawrence this
weekend. We were in Lawrence.
We were. We went to Lawrence because... I almost called you seven.
We knew this was how the show was, and we knew with the way it started, it was going
to
turn into this.
Today.
Anyway, so why did you go to Lawrence, Chris?
My sister lives in Lawrence.
Okay, that's what I thought, but anyway.
Yeah, Seth, why'd you go to Lawrence? I'm so retarded.
I know.
What's wrong with me today?
I don't know.
Templeton. Templeton got to you.
I love how Templeton was going to be our love child, and now Templeton is some demon that haunts me.
Hey, just because a love child doesn't mean it's not a demon.
It's a demon love child now.
Well, I mean, you think about it. If it's going to be our love child, it's going to be kind of demon-like.
Yeah, your love child would be demonic.
He's
hey, love child, doesn't mean it's not a demon. He's going to be so great. I can't wait to print this book. It's got to sell millions.
Millions.
Okay.
Thank you, Mike Myers.
Anyway, so.
You went to fucking Lawrence.
We're never going to be able to tell this story.
Yes, as Katrina just said, we went to Lawrence and had a grand time. We actually did. It wasn't bad.
We went shopping.
Chris's sister is a year younger than me, and she's dating a man who's the same age or something like that.
Yeah.
He has a weird chin hair thing going on.
Yeah, it was like just like a goatee, but it was like stubble. It wasn't like, it was weird.
Starting the goatee.
And yeah. It's a different color. He has Matthew syndrome where like it's a different color hair than the rest
on
of
the top of his head. Yeah, it's weird.
But anyway, and they're not bad people. In fact, they're really nice. They're just really boring. They're like... It's like hanging out with paint thinner. It's like the most boring thing on earth.
No, paint thinner can get you high.
And the questions I asked you, that's true.
Thank you for the delayed response. I was like, okay, in the dark.
Well, I did call Chris Seth 5 seconds ago. Give me some time to catch up.
My bad.
Okay. The things I asked you in the beginning of the episode are all things that were said by them on our trip.
Well, we'll start out with Olive Garden.
Yes.
I was supposed to choose where to go to dinner.
It was her birthday
dinner.
This is the first time we decided to go up and see them since her birthday, which is in the beginning of August.
I was picking, and I didn't know what I felt like. So finally, I was like, well, maybe Italian. Like, Italian sounds kind of good. And Seth, like, Googled to see what was around. He's like, there's not an Olive Garden anywhere.
How is there not an Olive Garden in Lawrence, first of all? That's just weird.
Strange. Yeah. But my sister was like...
Manhattan has one.
I know.
Yeah. My sister was like, well, Olive Garden is an Italian. And we were like...
I think it's just because it's not like...
Yeah, it is. And she was like... It's American.
It's mainstream.
Italian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's an Italian restaurant.
It says on the thing, Olive Garden, restaurant.
What she meant was that it's Americanized.
Yeah.
But unless you're in Sicily, it's American.
And she was like, and Jake was like, yeah, it's American.
Well, Jake, we were also talking about Mexican food for some reason. And he's like, there's this really amazing Mexican food place in my hometown. They actually speak Spanish there. They don't even know how to speak English.
Because
like,
that makes
like
it...
that was some big revelation to him that there's other cultures on Earth. He didn't know that carrots came in normal size.
My sister was like making something with carrots, you know, and she was like, "You have to like scrape the part off, like what's you know,
the peel,
like, yeah,
the
you
dirt.
Have to like peel the dirt stuff off."
Yeah,
and she was using like those like a regular size carrot. He'd never seen them before. Like he said, she was like, "Well, what did you eat at school, like for lunches and stuff?" And he was like, "Corn." That was like all he ate.
He ate what?
Corn.
He's like the most vanilla person on earth. And he thought fettuccine Alfredo was Hawaiian. Hawaiian! How? Because it sounds exotic? I don't know.
I don't know.
Okay. Yes. And as per usual, I think I might have said this on a bonus show where we basically just sat there while Kay talked about school for hours and hours and hours.
Okay, we get it.
I'm sorry, I just fell asleep thinking about it.
And
talking, the acts of thinking and talking, and doesn't work out well.
So the last...
We can fill a book with today's show. Let's just include a transcript of this episode, print it, and be on the New York Times bestseller list.
No. My bad. Yeah!
Chris, you were making a point, I'm sorry.
Yeah. The last one we asked you, the hypothetical.
Yes.
He apparently lives in a house that is making him sick because it's mold infested. Now, I don't know about you.
I wouldn't stay there. Either way, I wouldn't stay there.
Right. So, it's true. He lives in Winfield, which is this tiny, tiny town.
I know where that's at.
Yeah.
Wait, of course you do.
And apparently...
It's a five-hour buggy ride away from Onega.
No, it's where my grandparents live.
Well, anyway,
they should hit Jake up. They could get together and talk about nothing while they all fall asleep.
No, my grandparents are actually cool, but okay.
There you go. I'd rather hang out with them.
Anyway.
At least we could swap stories. Old
Maybe
people
he would
so
actually
cool.
have her
more
grandparents.
Stories. Anyway, sorry.
Anyway, apparently all of the apartments in Winfield are for low income.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So
yeah.
He doesn't qualify.
The medium, I looked it up on Wikipedia, the medium income is $25,000.
So he's making
Which is not very much.
He's making a lot more.
He is a king in his town.
Right.
Yeah.
However, I'm sure his bosses must live somewhere. They have to.
They don't live in Winfield.
Right. So if they commute,
unless they build a house,
why can't?
Well, and also there are towns between Winfield and Wichita that he could live in.
Ark City,
like Ark City or Wellington, which are the same distance away that maybe aren't mold infested.
Yeah, why would you stay in a mold infested house?
Because he's lazy, and he's stupid.
It's making him sick.
That'd be great. What? Bonus show. So anyway, it was just really, really boring. I mean, it was fine. I got there and I tried to be very overly energetic.
You should have just come home with me.
There's two Seths in the world. There's regular Seth and then there's Radio Seth.
I know.
Regular Seth basically just mocks people incessantly and doesn't ever shut up. Radio Seth tries to get people to like him and be entertaining. There's the two Seths.
Yeah.
I was Radio Seth for the first 30 minutes while we were in Lawrence. Very nice. Small talk, which is hard for me to do unless I'm Radio Seth, because I just don't care about what you do. Why does that matter to me?
I know.
And then we got shopping, and that was
they just walked off.
Well, I didn't even care about that. That was fine. Splitting, you don't want to shop. I mean, it's weird to shop in a giant 4-person group. But
when your sisters and your sisters' boyfriends.
They're just so boring. It's like they didn't do anything. Like, the excitement in her life is that she teaches high schoolers and one kid threw up.
Oh, my God.
A kid threw up.
What a revelation. And then I told stories about how I threw up. I tried to tell a story about how I threw up at every school I was in, and they didn't want to talk about it.
Yeah, they just didn't. He tried to tell a story, and
they just
kept talking.
I threw up at every school I went to and at Cessna. GTM is next. I'm just going to barf all over that place. It better be ready. Wouldn't you rather hear that story than about some random kid you don't know anything about?
I've thrown up in almost any public bathroom.
We're dedicated part of an awesome entertaining show that goes out to thousands of people talking about how we barf places. I'm just saying. And she's right across the booth from major radio personality Seth Neiman and doesn't even realize it. Recognize my fame! Recognize it!
He's a little crazy tonight. Just
a little. Although I don't want her to listen, so I don't really care.
I know.
It's just... You feel like someone who is our age would be not 40. Do you know what I mean? In fact, there's a lot of fun 40-year-olds. You probably know a few of them.
I do. I know a lot of fun 50-year-olds.
You expect them to not be...
boring.
The 40-year-olds you see in, movies that were made in the 70s.
The biggest reason, from what you guys have told me, the biggest reason why she's boring is because she's... without being mean, self-absorbed, because she didn't really interact
part
of a, because that's how you talk, is you converse, you both tell stories, and you move on to other topics, and that's just how, what we do
yes.
here.
Yes, and it's was like half the dinner she was whispering to Jake.
Yeah, they kept whispering back
that's
and
weird.
Forth. So
why?
Then you don't want to interject yourself.
And then you feel awkward.
Well, I didn't mind interjecting myself.
You're not
I just
supposed
literally
to tell secrets. It's rude.
Well, it's just every little thing that I said was just let's change the subject immediately. I'd be so this and this happened, and then you would turn to Chris and start talking about something else. And they did it to Chris, but not as much of an extent. But they would ask Chris a direct question, she'd answer, and then they'd listen. And then after it was done, they wouldn't pay her no mind. If she brought up a topic, that'd be it. They wouldn't care. Unless it related to their lives, where carrots are tiny, and they live in mold-infested houses.
And Chicken Alfredo is
yes.
Hawaiian.
Also, she moved to Lawrence.
I knew that.
Traitor.
Traitor. Traitor.
I can't say that.
Why? You gonna move to Lawrence now?
I may get my master's there.
No.
I haven't decided. I'm more than likely going to go to Kansas City. I don't know. That's one of the options.
Kansas City is acceptable.
I shot you.
Lawrence is not.
Wichita is also an option.
Wichita is also acceptable,
no
but boy.
Wichita sucks. Don't ever go there.
Go to Kansas City.
I've got family in Kansas City. I can just crash
Then we can
them.
Come visit you and we'll have a reason to go shopping in Kansas City.
And we can do a show.
Yeah, I even tried to throw my new money in their face. They didn't even care.
No one cares about your money.
I care about my money.
It's all that matters.
Being destitute my entire life, it's nice to actually have some money. So wait till you start getting those big, fat social worker paychecks,
yeah,
Katrina, and then you'll know what I'm talking
never
about.
Never going
to
happen.
That's all right. As long as you hitch your horse to this wagon, you'll get everything you want. Because not only do I have money, I also don't know how to save it, and it's a serious issue.
That is true.
That's all I do, the save.
Yeah, I thought really hard about just getting a couple 20s and just accidentally dropping them on the floor and being like, oh no, I lost money, big deal, I have so much. But they wouldn't have noticed, so I didn't do it. I just kept walking, scratching the butt as they walked away.
I'll take it.
No, I need it for things. Besides, you already borrowed $2 from me, remember?
I borrowed one.
That's right, you borrowed one.
I never got that second one.
I have it. You want it?
No.
Too bad, you're getting it right now.
I don't want
it. Shut up about it.
I don't want it.
Because I have a silver one that I don't want. Because it's silver. See what I mean? I don't want this good American dollar because it's silver. So you take it. I don't want a silver dollar. It's gross. I like my gold doubloons. Silver ones are for Spanish people and Canadians and Nazis. I want gold ones.
Spanish people, Canadian, and Nazis.
Yes. It's a weird group of people, but
yes, it is.
They all had silver coins. Not in America, where we have red gold coins.
Red coins. Not so, America, Seth, where Seth, we have red yes. coins.
I think this is time for your brain and your mouth to take a break.
Like, split up? Because it's already happening. That's what the disconnect between yeah. words is happening.
You just need
like
to
that sentence right there that didn't make sense. I smell like peanuts. That was a really odd place.
I know. I agree.
I should have just not said that.
I know.
We should go to break.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. We'll be back in a little bit.
This is Life.
Broadcasting live from Manhattan, Kansas, it's the Seth and Katrina Radio Hour, where we talk up amazing records for you all day long. Katrina. That's really loud. I should have planned that better and actually turned it down. This is why when we're in a radio station, they have someone to do this for us. That yeah. I can focus on. You said yeah to her. Say okay.
Okay.
Now say yeah.
Yeah.
It worked good because I turned off your mic.
I held it in anyway. She oh. laughed that time.
Well, you didn't have to.
Okay, no, you have some explaining to do, and I'm about ready to just throw a fit.
Okay, Ricky.
Ricky? Where does Ricky come into play?
She has some Who's explaining Ricky? To do.
Oh, okay, yeah. That's
yeah, gotcha. Yeah, it's a joke from the 1940s.
No, I just it wasn't not in my repertoire, so okay, I get this now.
Wow, Katrina said repertoire. Ooh.
I have lots of fun and big words.
I thought you were going to say, I have lots of repertoires. Anyway, continue. Yes, what do I have to explain?
So, what time of the show is it about to be?
It's time for my keyboard to turn off, apparently. So things don't work.
What time of the show is it? Thank you. And?
I may have not done them.
Seth Neiman, why did you not do them? I reminded you about everything else today. I remind you of everything else today, like looking for my bag, like what time are we doing shows, and don't forget this, okay. and don't forget that.
I have this problem. It's called, Seth has three jobs. Seth loves all three of his jobs, but he does not love them equally. Seth loves Duo, and Seth loves GTM. The problem with this is that Seth loses track of time as he's in bed, so to speak, with GTM. And... And I look at the clock and it's 6 o'clock and I go, and then I realize that I need to go home and that you're going to come over in an hour, and an hour of that is eating. And,
except,
and
no, you can't even use that as an excuse. You can't yes. use it as an excuse because yes. I didn't even come over until 7:15.
I know.
And then Chris and I went to go get food, so we weren't even back till 7:30.
You guys left
we
to go
didn't
get
start
food,
the show
until
like 7:50. Where the hell?
I know. Honestly, I just lost track of time. And then I played PS3 because I'm irresponsible.
You need to take his PS3
no.
away.
No!
No! I'm taking the PS3 away!
You're
not doing your job!
I know.
That's what you get!
I know.
Uncharted is the best game ever, and you
I don't
play
care.
As a multiplayer, and I killed someone today! It's my first kill.
Chris, playing shooting games is not a good sign.
Oh.
And you're scared me
if
having a gun in my possession.
If you stick around until after Castle, you should watch her play. It would be worth it.
I can't move the camera.
You know
the
how
same
in games,
time.
Like third person and first person,
no, it's like
you
Halo.
Use both joysticks. She can't
yeah,
do.
Halo.
I saw her. This is visual. She was actually playing on this joystick for this thumb, the left or the right joystick. She was using her left thumb to move it at one point because she thought she had to use her other thumb to push buttons. And the camera just spins and spins, and like it'll look up in the sky.
But
and
I killed someone
and
today.
She gets scared. She pushes every button at once, and then wonders why nothing happens. And she
someone.
Shoots trees randomly because like her finger will twitch, and she puts the shoot button, and she'll just be walking, and it'll be like boom, and then she'll just keep walking. It's the greatest thing ever. It's like watching a comedy. You know, do you get motion sickness? Because if you get motion sickness, you'll barf all over the place if you watch her play. But other than that, it's hilarious. So, can't take away the PS3. Look at the joy in her face.
No.
Look at that smile.
No, no, I get to take that joy away. Because she took my joy away on Friday. So you know what? She owes me big time. I'm taking your controllers.
We only have one.
I'm taking your controller.
So, anyway.
We've got three in my house.
Back to the email subject. I actually left lunch with Chris saying I have to do emails. Like, I remembered it. I literally just went back into work zone and didn't look at the clock until it was 6 o'clock and I had to leave. And I was like. And I could have done them when I was here, but Chris bothers me. It's hard to work when she's here. She looks at me. She stands behind me when I'm working. I hate it when people stand behind me when I'm working. Why are we still playing the email music?
We're not
playing it.
Because we're supposed to be doing emails right now.
We're not doing them. I'm sorry. I promise you. Remember what I said about Duo being better? We're going to have awesome emails for you next week. I promise. And there might even be new features coming up that are better than emails that I will tell you about later that may or may not happen. Probably shouldn't have told the general audience. Because it's just an idea. It probably isn't something that I'll actually end up doing just yet. But
so just scratch all everything you just said.
Pretend I'm not talking. pretend the last hour of your life was spent saving
children. Hey, guess what?
What?
What? Bloop?
Don't talk about the bloop.
Seth poops his pants every time he talks about the bloop.
Chris said poop.
Poop.
Trevor.
I thought about saying his name earlier, it just didn't really fit. Trevor was at the fish fry.
Of course he was.
He did not shoot a gun.
What? That lady?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Dad got a tomboy in me and a girly girl, sassy girl. And
I'm thinking, we have room for 1, 2, 3, 4, at least 4 more people in here. Oh, 5. 5 people. I'm thinking that we need to have some type of podcast party at some point.
Okay.
And we just need to invite over some people to come be on the show, and we have one big podcast party. We'll call it, like, we had to think of a cool name. Like,
yeah, we'll get back to that.
Livestock. Not that one.
That's a bad one.
Let's not do that name. But we could think of a cool name and then have that, and Jeff could be here and Trevor could be here, and then I'm out of friends now, but if we could get Colby to come, that'd be pretty epic.
You called Trevor your friend. That's hilarious.
Oh, we need to talk about Colby.
Okay.
Colby.
I'll write that down. We actually have got to take a break very soon, so.
Just do it.
Well, because we didn't have a lot of emails, we got to talk a lot more in the middle. Write us if you like that more. If you don't want us to read a lot of emails, write us and say that.
I like emails.
It makes it easier on Seth.
It
easier on Seth. Like me, like the listeners. But you
don't break my heart.
Well,
they don't want to break.
Choose who you care about more.
Me.
We get like 50 emails just like, I just like Chris. That would be horrible.
I would die.
Yeah. Just change the show to Chris. Look at her smile. She's such a turd.
Except she had to think. Took her all week to think of something to say for her 30 seconds.
That's true. I'm glad
she
remembered.
I thought of something today.
She did better than me because I can't remember to do emails. I have to do them every week. And all it is copying and pasting and looking up IP addresses for that jerk who doesn't think that I know where people live. I know exactly where you live.
Stalker.
I know exactly what you're doing right now. Hope you're enjoying that beef stroganoff. Could I have picked a weirder food to pick up on this spot?
I was just thinking, I really want to get my mom's, and I've been dying for some, and you just brought that up.
Noodles has
been. So she's rubbing her stomach now. She's hungry.
No, I'm
pregnant.
Hungry. Mm. Yes.
Templeton.
It's true.
It is. We'll be right back.
This is life.
Here's a long one for us to talk up, Katrina. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Let's get you involved.
Okay.
Tell us about the traffic.
What traffic? More like construction.
You gotta keep talking.
I hate construction. There's freaking cones everywhere.
Cones
they change
everywhere.
Every week it's a different lane, and then it's like, oh, guess what? You're on this side. Oh, guess what? No, you're on this side with a little loop-de-loop.
I know. I really wish those city council people would totally get their stuff together, public. It would really help us out with all this construction.
It's true.
Yes. You're not very good at
it. I know, that's why you don't ever let
me. But we're good at talking up records.
Yeah! Remember on the bus and my hand. I forgot to mute your mic. I was quieter, though. I at least dropped my mic so I'd be quieter.
You dropped it. Let's be quiet.
Thud.
Did you hear that? Did you hear that gigantic thud?
It's better than the.
What's that noise?
That.
I love how when we mess up, I don't fade out the music. I just realized I just turned it off.
It's what you do. If anything goes wrong, you just quit.
I just stop it.
Fail.
We should not and do that.
I know, right? You should really be better at this.
Katrina!
Yeah?
Are you ready to do this?
Yes, I am.
Okay, good. Say your line!
My line! Kansas City,
gonna get my baby back home. You said my line! That's the best thing ever. This time I'm gonna fade it out. It's a fast fade. But it was a fade, nonetheless. I don't have all day to sit here and just fade things. Just saying.
You have all day to just flap your gums, though.
Yes, I do.
That was disturbing.
We gotta wrap this up because Castle's about to start. Oh, my God.
I think you guys forgot to have headphones on.
No, that hurt my ears, too. I'm with you right there. Solidarity with the hatred of Castle. For what?
Hating my man.
Oh, she's got a man on the side. Uh-oh, what are you going to do about that?
Nothing, because he's not a threat to me because he's Canadian, number one. Two, he's gay.
He's not gay.
And number three, I hate him.
I hate him, whatever.
The hate part doesn't really make him not a threat. I just thought I would throw that in there. The Canadian part does, though.
Okay. Why the Canadian?
She's pouty lipping over there. She loves Nathan Fillion. What do you think about Nathan Fillion? What's your opinion on him?
I don't even remember which one that was.
Have you seen Firefly?
I don't
Firefly?
Even really remember which one that it was. Katrina is a...
I said that was. I don't even remember who that was.
Oh, darn.
Have you seen Firefly?
No.
Okay.
I know what it is, though.
Aren't you just asking me at the beginning of the show?
Yeah.
Oh, because you made Castle.
Yeah.
So you knew he was in Firefly.
No, I didn't. I just said Firefly because apparently that's what I thought it was. I had no idea of that.
Interesting.
That's a really strange coincidence.
I'm trying to think of something else she would
have. Just put him on IMDb and show me.
He's not been in anything.
He'll be on IMDb.
Have you seen Slither?
No.
What about Serenity, the movie Serenity?
Yes.
Okay, he's the main
dude. That's why I know Firefly.
Okay, well, that's him. He was in that, and then he was in Castle.
The brother?
He was in that No Reservations movie, or The Waitress.
The Waitress.
The Waitress movie. You ever seen that? He was in one episode of Lost. He was in Dr. Horrible's sing-along blog. You ever seen that? It's because no one's seen him in anything but Castle, unless you're a Firefly fan.
Well,
or unless you work
Serenity.
At Baskin-Robbins.
Yeah. Why, Baskin-Robbins?
Serenity, is he like the brother?
Dr. Horrible's sing-along blog for everyone to watch at Baskin-Robbins.
I don't even want to know how that pertains.
We're because three of us are in love with Nathan
Fillion.
Long story
short, we're just going to say no.
Okay.
Just no.
Yeah.
Well, I like him.
You're smart. Well, you can see him tonight.
No, I'm not. I'm going to leave.
She's got to leave.
Oh, not going to stay around. You got to watch her play sometime. For the next show, you got to watch her play.
Okay.
Because we can dedicate a whole bonus show to that hilarity.
Okay.
Just right in the mood because it's the funniest thing you'll ever see.
Shut up. You suck. He hides the whole time. He's like, I don't want to go out there. I'll get killed. So he doesn't kill anyone, and he just hides.
I got first place in one of the games tonight. Just saying.
Yeah, he killed like four people because the other people on his team
got first
sucked.
Place. I got first place.
It's all that matters.
But your team lost.
Have you ever gotten first place?
Your team
Have you ever gotten
lost.
Better than last place?
Yes.
And no, my team won that time.
No, your team lost.
No, we won.
Whatever, I don't care. I really don't care.
That was like a genuine I don't care.
It's you have no idea how deep my not caring for this goes.
Okay, well then it's time to end the show then.
I unfortunately believe this is the case.
Why is he?
There was a gnat on my computer monitor. I tried to
whack it.
And
then Wednesday. Oh, really?
Monday is when the bonus show comes out.
Yes, whenever we do our bonus show.
Yes.
We'll just do our advertisement then too.
Okay, sounds good.
Because I'm tired now.
Katrina has got
coffee.
A date with Destiny.
I have a coffee
and
date.
And it's ordered the lobster.
I want coffee.
I want coffee. Can I go with you?
Yeah. I'm going to Blue Stem.
Okay, cool. You have fun with Nathan. I'm going to go hang out with Katrina.
Can I go?
No, you got to watch Nathan. Your man. You can't blow off your date with your man.
Why do you hate me?
Yes. He hates you.
This is my relationship. She talks about another man like he's a golden god. And the second I do something she wants to do, I hate her.
Whatever. You sit at your computer and look at boobies all day.
You can't help. He's got professionally done pictures of people.
That's not. He like looks.
I don't have boobies at all.
On your Tumblr. Oh, it's Topless Tuesday. Let's see who posted.
That's shtick.
Yeah, so I feel like that's a good stopping place.
Katrina, I'll see you on the bonus show.
Goodbye.
Bye.
This is life.